Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
And it's fucking hot.
Mother Nature snapped a bit.
She is boiling us alive.
Did you hear? Global boiling.
Yeah.
It's the new thing.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's hot out.
Well, I have a passport now. I can go to Antarctica.
That's pretty much the only place we should go now.
Moving in.
I mean, I don't know what the aliens are thinking. We'll get into them.
Oh, yeah, we will.
Coming now?
Yeah.
Bad idea. Bad vacation plan.
They pop down like, oh.
Never mind. Well, it's been an action-packed week once again. Welcome back, everyone. Episode 170.
Can you believe?
I could not believe her.
My goal weight.
Well, here we are. And speaking of hot places, by the way, the consistency of this podcast will diminish pretty much from the get-go, as we do have to turn off the AC in order to record, and our brains will gradually fry. They are already fried.
They're already gone. Minus.
Yeah. But like the combination of the SPF seeping into my brain and it's gone. We're done.
You got to get Elta MD, not sponsored, but if you would like to.
Oh.
Because we're looking for sponsors.
Yeah.
I'm an Elta MD stan.
I love a La Roche-Posay and they do a tinted moisturizer with 60 SPF. I do love her. But yeah, it does get in your eyes and burn.
That's why you got to do Elta MD.
Okay. Okay. What's the difference? Like, isn't it still just a moisturizer?
I'm not giving them the promo.
Okay.
Take my word for it.
In any case, I'm going to need to slather on whatever I decide to slather on because I'm heading to the desert, apparently, in November and maybe December and probably January because Miss Kylie Minogue, in what was the worst kept secret in pop for the past year.
Yeah, that was like, she spoiled it like 1,000 times.
Kelly Clarkson spoiled it backstage. She's like, I'll see you in Vegas.
Honestly, it's smart because right now, like, people really have to save and, like, plan this shit ahead of time,
yeah.
So...
might as well, you know, put the bat signal in the air, or put the padam signal in the air. Padam?
For the aliens.
Yeah, that's why they're here. So she has announced that she is officially having a Las Vegas residency at the Venetian Las Vegas, a new venue inside, or a new night called Voltaire, and there was some confusion around the announcement because... the tagline, I'm pretty 99% sure it's just the tagline that says more than just a residency.
Oh.
But I think people think that's the name of it. But I'm pretty sure if you go on Ticketmaster and you go to the packages, it says Voltaire presents Kylie Minogue. I think it's just like no name, just she's the headliner of the venue.
Voltaire. What does that even mean?
I don't...
sounds like Volley Bear from League of Legends.
Well, it could be.
So I was like, oh my God, King of Pop.
I mean, it is technically a thinker. a philosopher. I don't know if they're
it's a man.
Specifically referencing him. Yeah. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and separation of church and state were his principles.
Oh, interesting.
In any case, freedom of Padam. She will be the first ever performer, much like Britney was the first ever Planet Hollywood girl, I think, in that new venue.
Oh, the Axis Theater.
The Axis Theater. Yeah, isn't this theater beautiful?
Interesting. Everyone said that she went there to let her career die, and now everyone's doing it. But
well, pioneer.
It really is like the it's a staple now, I feel, for everyone.
It absolutely is.
Maybe it was too ahead of its time for certain people.
Exactly.
More on her later, too.
As always. So the venue is a intimate 1,000-seat setting where anything can happen, and no two evenings are the same. It's been described as one of pure, authentic fun, where you like to have fun.
Pure slash fun.
Pure for men, fun. That's something else. The venue opens on November 3rd, which is when she'll kick off with her first ever Vegas run through January 2024, performing tracks from Tension and hits like Can't Get You Out of My Head and All the Lovers, according to the release.
Chocolate
better be there. They sent over, I did a post and they sent over renderings of what it's going to look like, because I guess it's not, I don't think it exists yet, or it's like not done yet. But it looks like a very intimate, lots of tables, kind of old, like glamorous Hollywood kind of vibe. I'm showing T. Kyle.
Oh.
It's like cabaret,
Countess
maybe.
Countess Luann's Impact.
Countess Luann. There's like a bunch of disco balls in the air. She keeps calling it a couture venue. So I think that just means it's going to be real expensive. I'm prepared for whatever at this point. She had a big announcement at a press conference in LA. She looked fucking slay for that. She was with the producer and the designer, Derek McLean, who's responsible for Moulin Rouge and MJ on Broadway. And he also designed the 2023 Met Gala. So there's that. Has done looks for Beyonce, Mariah, and Kylie. Yeah, she said, speaking to the point about where people go with their careers, I was thinking years ago, I want to do it when I'm younger. I don't want to do it when I'm at the sunset of my career. So I think I've got it right somewhere in the middle where I feel like I've earned the right and have the experience to really enjoy being there. It's pretty blunt. She's like, I'm not retiring. Like, yeah. This is, I'm enjoying myself. It's a good time with Padam having its moment and stuff.
It's perfect timing.
I think so. She also said, I want it to be the essence of what a Kylie show is. I've got versions of songs that have not been heard, reinterpretations of songs, which is exciting, live bed dances. I don't know what that means.
Oh,
amazing costumes. That's the base, and then we'll see what surprises we come up with. I'm very excited, to say the least. I will be embarking on this adventure. There are not prices yet. However, there are Ticketmaster bundles for a travel package, which sound insane, but really when you break it down.
Well, Brad, good luck.
Here's me justifying this cost right now. So the package is for $2,200, but here's what it gets you. It takes you to and from the airport. You get the nights at the hotel. You get a complimentary spa day. You get food and drink passes. And you go to the show. So if you really break that all down, I don't think it's that crazy. Because the hotel's going to run you, what, like $300 a night?
Yeah.
The food and drink, I don't know how much is included, but that's an easy $100, $200. Spa day would be $200 or so. I don't actually think it's that crazy. It's more like seeing the lump sum.
Right.
Is horrifying.
It's a package.
Yeah.
That's actually not that bad.
I don't think it is. You get to stay there.
It's a lot cheaper than the Kygo packages I was just looking at.
But the thing is, like, you've got like $1,200 VIP tickets to concerts that are literally just the ticket. Like,
yeah.
You know, like if you pay like front row. So I'm like, I don't think it's terrible. This is also just like a special limited package thing. It's not actually what you have to do to go to the show. So I don't know. I was considering it because it could be nice to have it all in one lump. Like my trip is completely
done.
Sorted.
Yeah.
There's an itinerary and everything. I think it's like a 3-day experience.
A lot of the festivals do that now.
Oh, yeah?
It'll be like $3,500, $5,500.
Oh, wow.
But you get like all-inclusive resort, transportation, drink, food, everything.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh.
Oh, no. Day one is private airport transfer, hotel check-in, exclusive gift, club access. Love club access. Day two is food and beverage, backstage tour, the actual show. Day three is spa day, hotel checkout, and private transfer to the airport. I don't know. It's definitely not that crazy.
No.
But I'm sure you can also finagle a much cheaper trip if you'd like to.
Yeah.
Stay at Piranha, perhaps. Oh. As I'll end up doing. What was the other one we went to? Or was it just Piranha that was gay?
Just Piranha.
Oh.
Oh, no. It was Cher or Cher. I don't know if it's Cher or Cher.
Right.
Like it was C-H-E-R. Or
it was giving Cher.
Yeah.
That's for sure. And we'll be talking about her.
We've discussed that trip.
We have discussed that trip for those of you who did follow along on the It's Britney
the
Bitch podcast. The
10-year anniversary of it.
Yes.
Holy shit.
2013 episode. Give it a listen.
We were all so happy that day.
Were we? I don't know how I was.
I had fun.
We had fun.
Yeah.
So this will be my first return since we did the Valentine's Day, Britney.
Yeah, we did Valentine's Day Remixed Reimagined.
Yes.
And we did...
Which I contend was one of her best ever.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we won.
We did.
And we did like second night of opening weekend.
Right.
It's like second or third night. New Year's Eve.
Yes.
Yeah, because I remember going and seeing the fireworks. And the woman was freaking out.
Yeah.
And then the lady who saved us in her van.
Yep.
Where is she? If you're out there.
If you're out there.
If you are a lady who drives a van in Las Vegas and picked up two gays.
In the desert.
In the desert in like, 2013.
That's probably a nightly occurrence for most.
And then took us to Subway.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, let us know.
And then if you're out there.
I went one more time, obviously, to do the, when I was the bitch, I was the slave.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
What a time.
A blur reference. But I think that is the last time. So I guess I'm due a Vegas trip again.
BravoCon's going to be out there too.
In Vegas?
Yeah.
Oh my God, the Housewives Kylie crossover moment.
And Erica Jane's residency. Oh my God, what if I went to Erica Jane and you go to Kylie?
I mean, that makes sense. If I sit at Dorinda's table at Kylie.
Honestly.
If Luann goes.
Giovanni!
I'll lose my fucking mind. Even Kylie's got a residency. Boom! Oh, yeah, that would be great. What I am thinking is, because I looked at the schedule, it's Katie's last weekend when Kylie starts.
Ugh.
I feel like Katie, it wouldn't be weird if she got a table. I could see her going to say hey.
Absolutely.
So that could be exciting. And then Drag Race Live is still going then, so I want to see that. That will be fun. But not a lot of the girls while I'm there, you know, if I do opening weekend. But we'll see. A lot of Cirque du Soleil. So I could do that. But I don't know.
Pop down on the strip. Kelly's there right now.
Kelly's there currently.
I love that we thought this was like October.
Yeah, we were like, but she's there in December.
Yeah, I go on and it's like 3 days.
Yeah.
And I was like, well.
Her strictly 10-day engagement.
Yeah.
With 65 songs.
I hope it's filmed.
I bet it will be. As long as they film stuff like that there, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe it'll be worth, you'll tag along if Erica Jane.
Who knows?
Invites you front row.
The world is my oyster. What is fall going to bring?
She got a passport and she's a new woman.
Oh, every single night, my new thing is I just Google map shit.
Okay.
Instead of scrolling on TikTok.
And you're like, how far is it to walk to Iceland?
Yes. I'm like Google Maps, Street View. I'm like scrolling the streets of Germany. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, ooh, could I see myself living here? What's this club? How do I get to the gay bar? Every night. Every night.
What have you decided?
Nothing.
Okay. Well.
It's like I never Googled anything ever until last week.
You've never Googled anything until last week.
Like traveling wise outside of the United States, I've never Googled anything.
Okay.
So now I'm discovering the world.
Wow.
Yeah. Opens a map for the first time ever.
What an exciting time for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there are some places. I feel like for you, you should be checking out Scandinavia. Like, a Norway, Sweden, Denmark vibe.
Also, it's like that area is closer to Antarctica, so it's cooler.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's seriously look into Eurovision.
Yeah.
That could be a good first step.
I was looking into Munich, Germany.
Okay.
Is anyone out there in Germany?
We do have German listener. I remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Olympic Stadium. Like, I don't know how to pronounce it, but there's that stadium. I was looking at shows there. Berlin.
We've got to get away from the stadiums, though. We need to tell the pop girls to stop doing these stadiums.
Can everyone stop doing stadiums? I actually, speaking of, I like that Kylie's doing an intimate venue. That's kind of cool because you can also change it easier.
Yes.
Like you could like mix it up and like bring in new songs easier than like a full.
I mean, she's built for this. She's done literally a tour called Showgirl. She's very much like Vegas coded to begin with. When she did Aphrodite, Les Folies, she had water fountains and it was so Showgirl Vegas shit. So
intricate
couture. So I do think she's so ready for this. And I do think for people who are on the fence, because we had a lively conversation on the Discord because we opened up the Kylie channel. Shout out to the Discord. I do think it really will only be these 3 months because I bet you she's already routed the Tension tour in Europe. So I feel like she's sneaking in this moment, but I don't think you could just keep going and going like Britney and Katie. I feel like there definitely is a stop point because she's got to do the arena tour for the Euro girlies.
Yeah, the girls at the Vegas shows are much more limited engagements now.
Yeah.
Pop in and out.
Weekends with the Dole.
Oh, yeah. And that new sphere.
That sphere is my favorite new meme.
Have you seen the videos inside of it?
No.
It's just like a massive, it looks like an IMAX screen.
Just 360 just around you?
Mass and above you.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, wow, the things you could do.
The things you would project. Just ASMR housewives.
No, it's almost the anniversary of.
Oh, let's see. It's 2023.
Well, just like the summer.
Oh.
But because I've been clearing out my phone, riveting, you guys. So I've been finding old videos and like old memories. Uh-huh. And so I was going through July.
Yeah.
And the time that Peppa Pig was projected and Trisha Paytas.
Onto my DJ set? Yeah.
Oh, so bad.
On the rooftop of Soho House.
A menace.
As I was doing a British pop night and all of a sudden Peppa Pig appeared.
That is my demon twink,
yeah,
chicken tender.
That's
moment.
Your chicken tender moment for, yeah, sure. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I won't do that again, I promise.
We'll see about that.
Also, it wasn't all me.
I thought it added to the value of the night. It was
agreed.
Good. Yeah. Well,
anyway,
we're hip hopping around the world. We're jump skipping and
really learning a lot about the earth.
Yeah. You know who else is?
Who?
Or what? So there's aliens.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Who cares?
I don't.
I
do you?
Am obsessed with the fact that the entire world went, okay. And it was a pop crave blip compared to like 12-year anniversary of sneaker night.
Yeah.
Actually, what was it, the 12-year anniversary of, that I was kind of dying for, that they said it was? Oh, Cher Lloyd, Swagger Jagger.
Oh,
that made more noise than the aliens.
Yeah, the random anniversaries always send me.
Oh, they kill me because they know what they're doing. They want to troll.
It's been 13.4 years since sneaker night. And I'm like, can we just do 10, 15, 20, 25 and then do like the Spice Girls and celebrate 25 for
forever.
Another 50 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of them, before we get to the aliens, and actually it's related because they did encounter the aliens. So they're saying 30th anniversary Glastonbury. Headlining Lake Elton. Just
I can go.
You can.
I can go.
I know.
So is that next year?
It is next year. And it would be, I think, the most iconic thing you can do after the Olympics, because it's like the Legends slot. It kind of 30th anniversary, which they're absolutely fudging. They're pretending that the 1994 creation of the Spice Girls is the 30th anniversary.
Oh, that's fine.
I really,
if that is what it needs,
the
to
lies
get them there,
of their anniversaries. Yes. If it's all five.
It has to be.
It has to be. It really has to be. And Victoria's been playing with our emotions again on social media.
That little karaoke video. Oh, now the mic is
now
on. Interesting.
Exactly. Seriously.
You've got two lines and you have to point and pose. Get up there.
Get up there and do the Legends slot. We'll see. But in any case, they also encountered aliens back in the day.
They did.
And that's basically how I imagined this intelligence expert. That's basically the amount of information I'm assured that he heard, because this was a very he said, she said kind of press conference / Senate Congress hearing.
Yeah, there was a congressional hearing.
Mm-hmm.
it is a crime to lie to Congress, but like, what was the reason?
He was a whistleblower. Well, there were like three people, and but the accounts were so secondary, and they were like, I've been made privy to the fact that there's been a like government organization since the 30s dedicated to like retrieval of UFOs and reverse engineering.
Yeah, Area 51. We all right. knew that. So Roswell. I think
that was like, yeah, and then he had said he had heard that there were non-human biologies like recovered, and it was like,
but that could be like anything. That
a
could
smart
be...
bird could be a pilot.
Yeah.
You know, why not? What if it was a frog flying it? You don't know.
Or it could be another country testing something and right. they just threw an animal in there.
Right.
And they're like, let's see if Peppa survives. You know, we'll send her up there.
Yeah. It wasn't enough to really.
Yeah, no. Garner. Non-human is very vague.
Made no noise. Flopped. Yeah. UFOs like... flopped on the charts.
Do you believe that there's aliens?
Absolutely.
Yeah, same.
Just not in the way that it's sort of, you know, depicted in popular culture. And if it was, if they wanted to, they would. Just like a man. If they wanted to, they would. So.
Is this about, like, people responding to you on Grindr?
Yes.
I was like, wait, what?
If, first of all, they wanted to, like, completely get rid of us, they would, like, our silly little government is not going to be able to, like, hold down this secret if they wanted to obliterate us. Like, it would be over. So I don't believe that, like, they're hiding some, like, nefarious kind of alien that's, like, trying to get us or something. And I feel like if they're smart enough to come here, basically, our government wouldn't be able to do shit, you know? Like, and why are they always in America?
True.
It's interesting. I just think you would be foolish not to think that of the trillions of galaxies and planets and that there isn't life elsewhere.
Right.
But
with all the new telescope images,
yeah,
we've barely discovered space.
It's like, absolutely, I do believe that the same ingredients that made us happened elsewhere just out of the probability of it all is like, it's too crazy to think we're the only ones. Do I think they have the technology to come here? I don't know.
Maybe so.
Maybe so. I assume they just drive by and they're like, ooh, I am not going there. They see what's going down here.
Or we're the aliens to them and they're scared of us.
That's very true too. They're like, we're a peaceful people and you guys fight in the Pop Crave replies.
Yeah.
Like, we're not.
They come down there with all the shit.
I loved that they tweeted about Pop Crave, like tweet about the aliens, and the responses are just like, how does this affect Cardi's career?
Yeah. I think they would be appalled at the.
They would.
Inefficacy, that's the right
yes,
word, right?
Yes.
There we go. Of our infrastructure system in this country.
The roads, the potholes.
And I'm only saying this because I'm dreading my trip to MetLife.
Yeah. The aliens would have that routed way better than us.
Literally.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me while I sip from this water that is three times the size of my head. I panicked and bought it on the street as I was walking here. Yeah, so aliens, yes, but where's the news? I don't think that there's anything particularly newsworthy about this. And I definitely think, even if they're not aliens, I'm sure the government has a program for recovering like strange things that they've found. Like, that's not weird to me either.
No. I also think that our government probably tests things that they're working on and then doesn't tell anyone else. And so people seeing these UFOs that work in... pilots are like, what's this crazy thing that I see in the sky? They're not going to tell you.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have a security clearance?
Exactly. So this made no noise. I did love that everyone was just like, okay, and I have to pay bills.
Yeah, exactly.
How will they affect my rent?
This? Yeah.
Are they influencers? Okay, guys, so we just landed on Earth and we're going to do a haul.
And you did it at my aircraft retrieval.
No.
Anyway, yeah.
I'm unfazed for now, but they're out there.
Yeah, they made no noise.
They made no noise.
No impact.
No, yeah, sorry. Call me when you're on the charts, sweetie.
Well, no, who did make an impact on Earth?
Oh.
Literally.
Oh.
The Swifties.
They scared off the aliens, yeah. To be honest. They came for Renaissance and they were like, wait a minute. Yes, the Eras Tour continues. It was in Seattle. And the girls just rattled the earth quite literally to the
earth-shattering news, everybody.
To the sound of Shake It Off. I believe Guardian wrote Quake It Off.
Oh, that kind of slays.
They caused a 2.3 magnitude earthquake. This is not fake news.
What was that?
Literally, I'm shaking.
Like, you're just sitting there trying to eat your Cheerios.
And the haters gonna use the rumble.
This is a nightmare for many, I'm sure. What does that even do? Like, I wonder what a 2.3 feels like.
Well, did you look at the seismograph things that they posted?
No.
So there was a football game at the stadium, and during the game, someone got this crazy touchdown, and it registered on the seismograph.
Oh, wow.
Then they did a comparison to that moment in history, mm-hmm. and the Swift concert and the Taylor concert, and it's just massive difference.
Wow.
Yeah. Which kind of scares me because it's the stadium built for that.
Right.
Like, I'm about to be in the nosebleeds at Beyonce. I need everyone to just stay seated or like stay still.
Yeah, we're going to everybody on mute and just for the whole concert. Yeah.
Could you imagine?
Have you seen the videos of everyone on mute in that moment?
They messed it up again.
Oh, the fans are mad.
Yeah.
You do not want to be caught talking during that segment or cheering too early. It's during energy, right? Yeah. When she says everybody on mute, you're supposed to go quiet.
Yeah.
But then there's...
It's her. Who is it?
Yeah. Except don't answer. And these people just keep fucking it up. And you just see these dirty looks all over the stadium. Mm-mm. Well, we'll stay seated because you need to.
That's who you can tell is not chronically online.
Yes.
So maybe they are
normal.
Spilling. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, wait, what is this?
Well, they're certainly not causing earthquakes.
No. Her impact, literally.
Her impact, I know. She shouldn't be doing that near the fault lines, I'll tell you that much.
Well, when does she wrap in? Did she do LA already?
No, she's about to.
Oh, is she doing San Fran?
I don't know.
No. Jesus. Hope not. No. Wasn't the only earth-shattering news this week.
Oh, no.
Really, just the announcements. Everyone just...
Yeah. Well, what else happened this
week? Shockwaves and shocking news.
Yeah.
Troye Sivan has also announced that he is a top.
Well, the headlines are going verse.
Oh. Oh.
Yes. Troye made an appearance on a podcast and wanted to clear things up. I do, unfortunately, think this is exactly how I would be as a pop star, too, because he put out the song Bloom, and everyone, you know, that song is sort of basically like,
yeah,
I'm bottoming for
you.
If
you get it, you get it.
Yeah. And he was like, I would just like to clear things up. Like, that doesn't mean that I'm some sort of, like, power bottom. She's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. She's like, okay, sweetie.
I love that this was an important thing for him to take to the media.
Yeah, and it broke on the same day as the UFO news.
There'll be no probing for Troye.
Oh, God.
More power to him. You got to put that out there, because now he's just let everybody know. In the dating world, what he's into.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah.
Or its discography.
That's right. That's what they're always saying.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in full support of just putting it all out there. People are like, oh, you should keep some things to yourself. I'm like, fuck that. Who cares? The aliens are here. The seas are rising. Let everybody know that you're not just a bottom.
If not now, when?
If not now, when? Same with who did the hilarious Ross Matthews, right? Didn't he also...
A top?
Yep. I forget why we know that, though. But it's gonna bother me if I don't check.
We have the same barber.
Really?
Yeah, that's a fact. I won't say where because I don't want to dox the hilarious Ross Matthews, but we do have the same barber.
Well, he was
That's why my hair looks so good.
He was being hilarious on Howard Stern. Who said to him, I see you as a power bottom, am I right? And Ross Matthews giggled and said, no. Everyone thinks because of the voice, because the voice is the most feminine. And then Howard said, does that mean you're a top? And he shyly said, yeah. We don't judge a book by its cover?
No.
It's discography or it's sequined jackets.
Also, I think femme tops are underrated.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I mean, what?
A blouse.
A blouse?
Yes, that's the term for
what are those
like
two
a
words
femme
mean?
Top.
What two words is that?
Oh, it's not a combination of anything. It's like, you know how like a feminine top of clothing would be a blouse.
Like a literal. Oh, mm-hmm. Oh my God. I thought you were taking two words. I was like, bloom and what?
No. There's words for lots of things. Jewish top, dreidel. That's fun.
Oh, that's funny. What would a ginger top be?
I guess a carrot.
Oh, no. If any of you call me a fucking carrot, carrot tops are also, oh my God, I feel like I'm two again. When everyone be like, ew, you're a carrot top. And I'm like, you're dumb because carrot tops are green.
Oh, you spilled.
Yeah.
Ate them right up. I also hear that if you eat a lot of carrots, it'll give you a natural like glow / tan if you eat enough. That's a fun fact. Here's my thing. Here's my question. Speaking of objectifying ourselves, I was just invited literally tonight to a party called Studio 5'4".
That's fun.
That is fun.
You're not tall enough to get in.
My thing is, do I go to the shorts gay party or do I not like that it's like objectifying shorts, or is it a good thing? Like,
I think it's fun.
Do you remember Fire in the Hole?
Yeah.
That was like ginger party, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you go?
No.
But would you?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just deciding how I feel. I'm deciding. I can't tell if it's like offensive. Not offensive because I don't care, but I'm like, whatever. Maybe I'll just go.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Maybe I'll go.
Where is the 6'2" wears glasses party? Is what I want to know.
You know, they are
and a really good set of veneers.
They are always having those parties.
I'm going to throw one.
What would the name of that party be? Just, are you a top?
Yeah, on it. That's funny.
Which is how one of our friends met their husband. That's pulled from fact.
Yeah.
From life.
Witnessed it
at the Ritz.
It worked.
Just go up and ask. A tall glasses man. Wouldn't that be just sort of like a professor convention or something? You should just go to like a convention for like
science or law.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Okay.
I see you with a lawyer.
Me too.
For your many pillow cease
talk.
And desists.
Yeah, I'm like, what do you think we should do? I'd be like, I'm on it with my little keyboard.
Many lawsuits. All right, well, that was a pivot, but I had to decide if I'm going to this thing. Well, Azealia Banks has gone viral again.
Again, yes.
You know it's going to be good when she's writing a small essay on the Instagram stories, and she really went in with her continuously complex relationship with Nicki Minaj, which is equal shade and praise.
Yes.
At all times.
High praise.
Yes.
But really goes in.
Really, it's...
Which I actually think is ultimately high praise.
It is. She wants the best for her, I do believe. For instance, she talked about the Barbie song. She said, I really wish she went full Euro trash for this Aqua Girl track. We love Ice Spice, but this should have been the return of the queen of fucking bubblegum pop.
She
did. She went in about Whip It.
This is
relatable.
What gives full credibility to this rant because her taste, yes. Azalea's taste is impeccable.
Always,
she loves EDM. Like she knows
she
dance.
EDM, Ina. She's constantly standing Ina.
Yes.
In
that
fact,
Morgan
she's
Page sample.
She's
like,
basically referencing it in her Justice for Whip It. She says, still so upset Whip It was never a single. Ugh, Nicki ate that Romanian Eurotrash pop slushy right the fuck up.
She's so right.
She's so right. Romanian, she's once again referencing Inna, basically.
Inna.
It's true. Yeah, I think she's just frustrated because she wants pop Nicki. But yeah, she also went in quite a bit on...
Oh, the personal things.
The personal life stuff.
She went in.
She sure did. Yeah, I've always maintained she's so... like such a, I don't know how to describe it, like a taste maker in a lot of ways. And I mean, her music is beyond. I always love Azalea's music, so we stan. But yeah, the Instagram stories, they'll eat you the fuck up. But speaking of Nicki, she's also making an unexpected appearance. I
thought this was AI. I thought this was a meme.
And it is, but
don't trust
it's also real.
Anymore.
Yeah.
They are adding Nicki Minaj to Call of Duty, and the official Call of Duty account posted a photo
Yes, the Harajuku Barbie herself, Red Ruby the Sleaze. This pink, hot pink gun. The Barbs are going to have a field day with this one on Call of Duty.
It's such for a sure. weird choice.
It is. Well, they're actually including Snoop Dogg as well. It's in celebration of the 50th anniversary of hip hop. So they're adding multiple people.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a Call of Duty fan. I think I've talked about this before, but it's too real.
Right. It's not a fantasy land. It's just like shooting people.
Yeah. Like it looks too real. Whereas like Fortnite, I look like a cartoon.
Right. With your Ariana pony.
Yeah. Like I'm cute.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. They should have added Nikki to Fortnite and then I could duo with like
a bang
Nikki
bang.
And Ariana, literally. And then just add Jessie J. Well, there's that one skin that looks like Dua.
Uh-huh.
So we could like, yeah.
Well.
Side-to-side
Yeah, I wish I could speak to it more, but I've never played Call of Duty, but that image, striking.
She'll be eating them up.
She will be. Speaking of eating up, as we pivot, there's a new venture on the streets of Los Angeles. Legendary singer Cher is launching into a new business venture with her very own gelato ice cream truck called Cherlato. Again, once living in 2023 is like, okay, is this a meme? Is this real?
This week, especially.
Yeah. Is this an alien situation? But no, she wanted to do gelato.
Vanilla. Strawberry. Chocolate. Neapolitan.
If you're...
That was so good. That not, one.
Not Neapolitan. Neapolitan.
Oh.
Neapolitan is the rich kid's son of Neapolitan. Nepo baby.
Oh. That one that was like the shit that had the three in one.
Neapolitan.
Rocky Road.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that one? I don't know what the brand was.
Rocky Road, yeah.
But that was my shit as a kid.
Well, Nepo Baby Politan and Rocky Road are outselling. So basically, if you're lucky, you might catch the Cherlato Neon Rainbow food truck around LA this weekend. It's around for the final weekend of July. And Cher said, the gelato gets you out of bed at midnight. It's no secret. I absolutely love ice cream and gelato. When I tasted Giappo's gelato while on tour in Auckland, New Zealand, it was the best I'd ever had. When I returned to his store the next day, he had each flavor prepared for me to taste. I loved them all. It's been a long 5-year process getting my favorite gelato home to LA, but I could say it's well worth it. Some of the Cher flavors include Snap Out of It, Kefir and Cardamom, Breakfast at Cher's Coffee and Donuts, Chocolate Exo Cher, Stracciatella Giappo's Way, and LA I Love You. I mean, I'm very jealous. I would love some gelato right now.
Yeah. Ugh,
the flavor.
This is a song for gelato. What an interesting move.
But she's really done it all.
So is it not going nationwide?
Maybe it will. Like maybe this is a test, a little pilot program.
Because Cold Stone Shaking.
They should be.
Yeah.
Especially the one in the Seattle area because of Taylor Swift.
Were you a Cold Stone kid growing up?
I was.
It was like a thing.
It was a thing. I would say that it's a little much for me. Like,
it's too thick.
It is. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Like, if you've got to really go to a jiu-jitsu class to, like, beat it up like that, like, calm down.
Yeah.
You know, the way that they were, like, huffing and puffing, just trying to get it to fucking relax a little bit with the...
I know. I always felt so bad. Like you would order it, and they'd be like slapping
and
around.
Some high school
kid
fighting
things.
For their life with their little choppers, and then they're like, "Do you want? You wanted over cookies?
Anything else?"
Oh god!
I'm like no.
I'm more of a soft serve.
Same.
Yeah. A simple chocolate chip cookie dough does wonders for me. I don't really need 15 ingredients punched into the cup.
Nope.
Yeah.
I got a little vanilla soft serve the other day down the block from one of those little carts. And I was like, oh, cute. Summer.
That's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Obviously, everyone knows I'm a mochi girl. I love mochi ice cream. Love that moment. But yeah, I don't need it to be like real thick.
Yeah, no.
Mm-mm. Yeah, everyone's got their something. Guess there's room for everyone in everyone's freezer.
Well, our faves are certainly expanding their business ventures.
Their empires are expanding.
Including a new Eau de Parfum from Beyoncé.
Mm-hmm. Eau de Parfum. Pre-order now for $160 for a 50 milliliter. I know. That's
isn't
like,
that kind of cheap for a Eau de Parfum?
I would say like it's not terrible. Yeah. Like 50 milliliters. I mean, everything is insanely expensive. I will preface it.
I know.
It,
well, I can't speak to perfumes because everyone knows what I wear, so.
Same. Well, oh, you wear a discontinued scent.
I do.
So that's only going to get more
it's
expensive.
It's rare.
It is. Mm-hmm. Mine is also expensive, and I'm actually about to go get it again. I'm out. Oudwood. But this is a new fragrance on a Beyoncé.com exclusive. Top notes of clementine, golden honey. The heart notes are rose, absolute, jasmine,
like vodka?
Sambac. It says rose, absolute, like together. The true essence of rose, maybe. And the base is Namibian myrrh and golden amber.
Probably smells
that's
amazing.
That's probably, yeah.
Love myrrh.
Love a myrrh. Fragrance created in France, encased in art, crafted and designed by Beyoncé. Special gift with purchase. And the bottle is very...
Act two?
Right? This is act two.
Watch it is.
Yeah. The bottle's very mysterious right now. It's just sort of like got a glow behind it.
She hasn't been revealed yet.
She hasn't, but she does look stunning. I mean, I always, if we're going through the celebrity, like, merch stuff, I'm going to opt for a fragrance over a makeup line. So I welcome, Lord knows, I at Madonna Truth or Dare, all the Britney ones, like, I was wearing Believe. You never know if a fragrance hits just right, if you want it in your house or you want to wear it.
I wear Chloe and Lamar.
You sure
only
do.
Only on special occasions,
though. Unbreakable.
Smells good.
What are you going
to
do about it?
I've yet to find one person who thought it smelled bad.
American Idol for men always hit.
What?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
They had a fragrance?
They sure did.
What?
Yes. Yes, I wore it in middle school. It was like a blue frosted bottle.
I did not know this.
Mm-hmm. You could really feel the essence of Kimberly Caldwell on your skin.
I always wanted the Kim Kardashian bottle.
Which one
nude,
was that?
The nude with the tits out.
Oh.
Just for the bottle.
Nicki Minaj's bottles are insane. Remember those bottles? Yeah. I love a good bottle.
The Ariana bottle's cute too.
Which one was that?
It's like the little minimalistic cloud.
Oh, the cloud's so cute.
So cute.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like art pieces. They smell good. I'm here for a fragrance.
Good for the desk.
And like that's not even a crazy expensive one in the grand scheme of things. I mean it's expensive, don't get me wrong.
She took that bottle
all over the sandwich.
Oh my God, Delta Work is going to love.
Oh, we need an exclusive
that
review.
De Parfum.
Her. We do. I wonder what she thinks. Somebody get her a bottle.
Yeah. Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
I, speaking of Delta Work, disagreed with one of her rants the other day.
I remember feeling the same, but I can't remember what rant it was. What was it about?
Mine was the close friends rant.
Oh, about the green circles?
Yeah. She's like, if I'm clicking a green circle,
mm-hmm.
I want to see something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I'm like, I literally use it just for close friends, but it's like updates about my life. Like,
I would expand her thought slightly. Like, it's either got to be a nude or it's got to be tea about your life.
Oh, yeah. Mine's always like tea.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I have this thing happening and like, I want y'all
because
to know.
Because I do have some beloved friends who use green circles and it's literally snaps of their food or the song they're listening to. And I'm like, this is an abuse of the system.
Oh, right.
This is, and I want to know who you're hiding from that they can't know that you're listening to Ariana Grande. Like, whoa.
Now.
In these times.
I mean, the story is still developing.
It is. It's
but
looking.
That
it's,
story is not.
Break up with your wife. I'm bored.
Looking. Okay.
She's
I don't know.
She's not a girl's girl is a very damning statement.
Who said that?
The ex-wife.
Oh, there was more statements?
She just said very simply, my family's collateral damage. She's not a girl's girl. the story is her and Ethan, is what she said, basically. I don't know. I don't expect my pop stars to be perfect. I don't expect them to be moral compasses. Well, I am, but otherwise...
You look stupid. You look so goddamn stupid. I wish you could know how stupid you look.
You look like fucking clowns.
I just think that, first of all, I do think people are going a little insane around this story.
Yeah, the Twitter numbers are zeets. We'll get into that. I don't know if they're manipulated or what, but I don't feel like I've seen someone get eaten up by a quote retweet like since I don't know when.
I don't know when, but it's
bad.
It's bad. It's not looking great, but we'll just have to wait and see how it plays out. And yeah, so maybe you do want to put your Ariana screenshot on Close Friends back to the original point. Hey, some of the best music comes from cheating.
Examples?
Well, there's, well, if you're the cheater or the cheaty, that also depends too. Charlie XCX's career as of late is very heavy on the cheating before he cheats.
Oh, Anthem.
Anthem. No, I think there's definitely, infidelity is a huge factor in pop. So I'm not endorsing, I'm just saying it has led to some real artistic endeavors. And we're going to just hope that that situation sorts itself out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still have like two Ariana remixes in my like pile.
To-do list.
Yeah.
Can you add SpongeBob?
Oh, I could. You guys know how my brain works, but like, do I want to do that? I don't know.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
Yeah.
Ariana now.
I could absolutely do something, but like, one is Breathe In and one is One Last Time.
I also think this wouldn't have popped off so much if he wasn't SpongeBob.
True.
That has just really taken this to a new level.
Yeah.
Or to a Bikini Bottom.
Oh.
Rather. Because that is just meme ready. But I do think people are doing the most with like, I don't know. I won't get into
well,
it.
Well, such as, you know.
Such as the way
anything
of the internet.
On the internet.
I just,
we're all
I,
literally that little fish
yeah.
who's sitting on her phone,
mm-hmm.
Shook.
Yes.
I call her Shook Fish. She has a name. I forget what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But she's the little fish with the little bikini that's always shook in
that's
every scene.
Who we are.
Yeah.
I just think, and it was pointed out in the Discord too, where there was a lively discourse about this. I just don't, well, maybe let's not look to our pop stars to be our moral compasses and put, you know, pressure on them to be perfect for us and that we need to model our lives after them and expect them to be perfect people because we're all very messy.
We're all human.
We're all human. Some of us are aliens, actually.
And humans are complex creatures.
Mm-hmm.
And life is complex and everything is nuanced.
That's right.
So,
and we don't know the full story at all. So that's the other part of it. So I'll just preface all my thoughts. But unfortunately, it is hilarious that he's SpongeBob. There's no getting around that. Because every single video of him just like singing in SpongeBob voice is killing
me. I mean,
me.
Theater guys are kind of hot.
Especially because there's like a...
I'm a different person after seeing Justin Guarini live. I really am. There was also someone in the ensemble cast that was playing like the nerd and then like ate it the fuck up. And I'm like, it's always the nerds.
No, for real.
The nerds can fucking move it and shake it. They can sing.
No, all the theater people on the FYP are like, you guys don't understand... This is prime real estate, this man.
Yeah. Like, sing, dance.
Yeah.
Tall.
It's like a tenor, soprano, like, vibe. And also, when you do work on a production together, Angelina and Brad, like, these things, you know, you work very closely on a set. Things happen. I don't know. In any case, we're going to wish everybody well.
We love everybody.
We love everybody. God, I wish I had Wendy's opinion
on
this.
Why are you giving that up?
Oh, my God.
I think of... just imagine her talking about the aliens.
Oh, my God.
I think about this every single day. Not every day, but, like, most days.
Clap if you've seen an alien.
Yeah.
You too? A few of you? Yeah, me too. Me too.
So, I... You know, you just... It would be so good.
Oh, God.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Well, from aliens to alien superstars, I think it's time for a little segment we like to call
High Fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
All right. She is just Beyonce.
Thank you.
I feel like every week is going to be, until this tour is over.
Yeah.
It's Beyonce.
It is Beyonce.
We just need to transform the segment into you are Beyonce.
Thank you. Beyonce had a special behind the scenes Renaissance tour feature in British Vogue this week. And the pictures are just astonishing. She looks absolutely incredible. Obviously, it shows off the fashion, but also just those glimpses like of her laying down in that, well, I don't know, the giant clam or whatever it is. So good. So many of these shots, her on the stairs.
More candid.
I mean, I assume we're going to get some really fierce documentary slash sort of like HBO special out of this whole thing in the end.
Did I tell everyone on here what I am hoping for? I can't remember if I said
from
it
this
to
tour?
You or if I was telling my friends the other night when I was out.
No, I don't think you did.
I would love to see every single night of this tour get a release. Like, she would be the first person to every single show. And, like, you could combine, you know, the two nights of New York into one final product.
How would that work?
Just have every city as its own.
That would be crazy.
Event. Because I was looking at her website, and if you click the tour thing, it's like these bubbles, and they have all the dates. And as you scroll down, you can click on your date and it's all the high res photos from her Instagram that you can just like right click save and download them.
Yeah.
And I was like, what if every single one of these also had the full.
Yeah, that would be insane.
It'd be massive undertaking.
Yes, it would.
From an editing standpoint.
Yeah.
But I just feel like it'd be so cool.
Yeah. If anyone was crazy enough to do that. It would
right.
be her.
That's what I'm thinking. It's like if anyone's going to do it, I could see it being her. I could see it being Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
But this is not a diss on Taylor, because obviously I've said what I've said about her, and I think this is a legendary tour and elevating her status into like a different stratosphere.
Yeah.
But Beyonce changes up every date more than like Taylor does the surprise show, like the surprise songs, but Beyonce, it's like full different ensemble costumes. Every opening number has a different costume, different looks, different.
Yeah.
Everything. And blue is only there for some of them. Then she's not. And
yeah. I mean, that would be epic, obviously.
Yeah. There's enough variety, I think, is what I mean, that she could do it. And they would all be fascinating to watch.
That would be.
And you could also compare the mute, you know, everybody for every mute. Single show, you know?
Yeah. Who got it down the best?
And bloopers, like if they included bloopers for each night,
Oh, no, I get it. That would be very cool, actually. I'm sure there's something in the works. I don't think it'll be that ambitious, but
yeah,
I'm sure there's a special.
She teased a little bit with that statement where she was like, you are the visuals. And everyone was like that Wendy meme where they're like pointing at themselves.
I love that people were just like, me?
Who? Me? Anyway, I wanted to shout out for High Fashion, the shoes from the opening number.
Clock the shoes.
In Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Also the opening number, that outfit. The golds, like with the, I mean, top three from this tour for me.
Yeah.
The denim look, this, and the Jessica Rabbit hot pink are like next level.
It's pretty insane. She wore basically like a shimmering Renee, the horse, also as like a full outfit of the horse, which is just the crazy details of it. She's like too good. It's overwhelming.
It is, but it's also I can't get enough.
Well, yes. Well, she's our high fashion.
Yeah. Also, shout out to Honey Balenciaga. We're recording this before I see New York, so I don't know if Honey will be there, but she did miss a date.
Yeah.
But did let everyone know like an hour ago that she's okay and just needs a pause. So
quite a star of the show.
Literally.
Yeah. People know her now.
Mm-hmm.
Not that they didn't before, but like really it's blown up her spot, so... Looking forward to seeing her back on the show. And yeah, we've also got some things to discuss as far as fans and pop stars and their relationship to fans.
Oh, we do.
I think it's time for a segment we like to call
TikTok song. Hi.
Before we get into that, yes, there's it was the 4th of July.
No, this is my new favorite TikToker.
Benji.
Okay, so Charlie actually texted me this kid
like, oh, yeah,
months ago. I was like, oh my God, this kid's so funny. So then I started following. It's at Benji mm-hmm. Green on TikTok. Every single one sends me. It's like, get ready with me to go to Sonic. It's so good.
Social anxiety is afraid of him.
Yeah. And then the hair whipping and just like everywhere.
Uh-huh. You would be BFFs.
Literally.
Sure.
This is like how I want to be.
Yeah. You would cause terror at the mm-hmm. local grocery store for sure.
The one of him pulling up to, I think it was Sonic or Wendy's or something. Mm-hmm. And he's like, hi, do you guys have the new barbecue or something? And you just hear the guy go, is that who I think it is? Yeah. Hi. Happy 4th of July. Can't stop. It's so funny to me.
Oh my God. Yeah, he's everywhere. Also, I don't want to say I'm a trendsetter, but did I not mention Italian pickpocket talk like months ago?
And you now, are a trendsetter, first of all.
She's
and second
all the
of
rage.
All, yeah.
It's everywhere now.
Everywhere. Did you, the Empire State Building tweeted or zeted the photo of that fucking hideous ass twig building?
Yes. And attenzione, said, pickpocket. That's so funny.
Tear it down, please.
Yeah.
It's half empty, or it's like three quarters empty, allegedly.
Nobody's even in there?
No. And the people who are in, sorry, I sound like I'm, this is from all my research on New York State real estate.
Mm-hmm.
Another one of my passions that I don't talk about on here. But the people who live there say that it's, because it's so thin, it sways a lot. And so it just creaks. So there was a video from this one apartment where it's just like.
Oh, that's in there. I've seen that video.
Yeah.
One performance of Shake It Off and it's over from Honestly, Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No. It's so ugly.
It's so ugly. And yeah. they tried because the square windows.
Yeah.
They tried to make it like Instagram feed. So the concept there was like you go in your bathroom and your view looks like an Instagram.
That's a nightmare.
Yeah.
That's
but I'm like, it's not really Instagrammable no. if I think I'm dying because my walls sound like they're splitting in half.
Yeah.
Also, I don't understand why people want to be that high up in the air.
No.
To me, that's not showing wealth. That's showing clown. Because how are you? Yeah, anyway.
Well, I have lived on a 28th floor once for a few years. And I'll tell you, the one time that we had a fire in the building and I had to run down the stairs, I do not want to live on the 28th floor anymore.
No, and you're athletic too. So like...
I had to put a fucking shirt over my face and go down because the smoke was billowing. I really thought it was over for me. That was trauma. I'm on a more sensible floor now.
Same.
But I feel like I don't need that view ever again.
No.
It's nice. Go visit a nice tall building. Mm-hmm. I don't need to live that high up.
I agree.
Someone's listening to this from their penthouse and they're like, okay, keep talking,
not
sweeties.
Inviting them.
Yeah. Like, oh, these two broke white gays. Yeah. How dare you?
Well, you know, they say not to throw stones in glass houses.
Glass penthouses.
Uh-huh. And also, maybe don't tweet your faves because they might hate you.
Doja Cat.
Doja Cat. Yes.
This might be an unpopular opinion, but I think...
She's got a point.
You know I think she's got a point. I also think she's going through it.
Yeah. Okay, so let's set it up for everyone.
Okay.
Who maybe doesn't zeet.
Right.
As we'll discuss next. So Doja Cat essentially went on a Twitter expression.
A thread expression.
Oh.
Right? Or was it on...
Maybe it was Threads.
Yeah.
Are you using Threads still?
Yeah, but not much.
Yeah.
Just a quick little... Madonna anniversary post, link to the Kylie residency, but not really.
Yeah, I put my ASMR video up.
Okay. Well, in any case, wherever she zeted or threaded, she wrote, my fans don't name themselves shit. If you call yourself a kitten or fucking kittens, that means you need to get off your phone and get a job and help your parents with the house. Because some of her fan groups, fan pages, have called themselves kittens. And it was later revealed that she did once have a poll for what her fans should call themselves.
Oh, and Kittens
won. And Kittens won.
Oh.
So that's funny. I think she's having a bad week.
Yeah.
However,
relatable.
I do feel sympathy toward her when she sort of lashes out at the fact that that sort of we pay your bills mentality of like, no, you, we support you. And she's very like, you don't know me.
Yeah.
I get that feeling. However, it's more layered than that. And she's, unfortunately, there's some relationship stuff that seems problematic. This new man in her life. I don't know if you've gone down that rabbit hole.
I have not.
Yeah, that's definitely adding to it.
Oh.
So further in controversy, when an account, Doja Cat Iran, requested, she expressed love for her fans. And she responded, I don't, though, because I don't even know y'all. I just, yeah, she's having a bad month or something. But I don't know. How do
she's
you feel?
She's also in, well, I think I get what she's saying is like, she's essentially telling people like, don't hold me. I don't want to say self-deprecating, but she's kind of saying like, don't hold me to this thing where you say you love me because like, I, you don't know me. Like, I think she's saying it mm-hmm. in like a, I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah.
It's also interesting because she is one of the pop stars that like grew up on the internet.
Of course.
Versus like, you know, a Mariah or our girls from the TRL days.
I think mostly there's a fan concern about the fact that she is dating this person, Jay Cyrus, who was a former Vine creator turned Twitch / YouTuber. And he's had some allegations in the past and deleted tweets of issue. So I think first and foremost that fans are a bit concerned about her love life, which, again, do we know these people? I don't know, but I definitely think that's what they're trying to like reach out to her about.
Got it.
So yeah, I am always wary of parasocial relationships. I speak about that a lot because we don't know these people at all.
And I think she gets it. Her class of pop star gets that.
You mean generation wise?
Generation wise, yeah.
In any case, she did sort of lash out. I don't know. It's not like the first time she's also been sassy with like fans, though. So,
and then Charlie XCX chiming in. Oh, Doja Cat's grumpy.
Charlie.
Which made me think that it was all kind of just a joke. Like, it wasn't really that serious.
I don't think nothing is that serious.
No.
So. But you know what is that serious?
What?
Zeets.
I can't.
We need to discuss the state of the platform formerly known as Twitter.
Now X.
I think some people were a little ahead of their time. The man who shall not be named has rebranded Twitter as simply X. He has an obsession with X. He's named many companies after X, SpaceX, the baby, I think, is X. And now we're Z-ing.
At the end of the day, I truly don't give a fuck.
It's wild.
It's wild. I feel like this is an advertiser nightmare.
It is.
I think this is, at this point, I'm almost siding with the theories that he is purposely tanking it. Because
oh, I've kind of believed that.
Yeah, now I'm like, yeah, this is absurd. We've also got a new logo, which might be familiar to those of you who attended the experience, speaking of
so
Vegas
lucky.
Residencies, because we're pretty sure that he just snatched this on up.
It's literally the Experience logo, but like flipped. And
yes.
Well, someone also found it's like a Webdings font.
It is a fonts.com for $30.
Not designed at all. It's just.
Yeah. They just took it off the internet.
There was also the Twitter videos account that went viral because everyone's like, do it. Change your name. Change your name. When are you going to do it? And there was a quote retweet that said, the person running this account is probably having a career crisis in this moment.
It looks like porn.
Yes.
My tab, I'm always like, oh, crazy.
And then the new CEO chimed in.
With that Bob.
Did you
Linda?
See that one tweet?
Fuck you and that fuck ass Bob.
No. Shout out to, again, one of the only reasons why I stay on that platform is like a handful of people. Mm-hmm. This is one of them. Shout out to Nolan at Anxious Deluxe on Zeets or X, whatever now, tweeted a photo of the new CEO with her bob and said, sorry, but she looks like she released the hell out of a pop single that went number one in Italy and Greece in 2002 and was subsequently remixed by Thunderpuss. And I was like, honestly, yes.
She does give that a little bit.
Right?
I wish she would do that instead of driving this company further into the ground.
Yeah.
I'm just so mad that it still hasn't
online.
Online and that we have no other place to go, really, because Threads is not that girl. Really, she's there, but it's not giving, because it's giving LinkedIn Twitter.
Yeah, Threads is giving LinkedIn to me.
Like, I feel monitored.
Yeah,
in a way that you'd the free for all of Twitter,
right?
Is
and
it.
Like LinkedIn is the new like Facebook QAnon.
Yeah,
to me.
Yeah, and Facebook is truly wild.
Over,
it's so insane now. Anytime I go on there, people are just posting the most insane shit.
Know what I just did? Speaking of Facebook.
What?
I made an alias account and I joined my neighborhood Facebook group.
Oh.
Because one of my neighbors told me that there's like always, she's like, did you see in the Hell's Kitchen? Oh, everyone knows. she's like, did you see in the Hell's Kitchen Facebook group?
Uh-huh.
What happened on blah, blah. And I was like, no. I was like, I got to get in there.
Yeah.
So now I'm in.
Are you posting?
No.
You're I'm observing. You're observing.
I have my fake name, my alt.
On Facebook.
Yeah. Well, because you need a Facebook account to have like Instagram ads. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But the chaos of Twitter is anytime like one of these things happens, it just, the chaos.
The chaos, absolutely.
And that's the best part of Twitter.
Yeah. We're still on it. We're Z-ing.
Yeah, I've Z-ed.
The experience of it all. Zuckerberg, just like, I don't know, do something else with your hair, do your eyebrows, I don't know, like
that's the UFO, everyone.
Yeah,
maybe. So,
well, could the aliens bring us a better social media platform while they're here?
I know, it's like, remember Peach?
Yeah, with like the butt emoji.
Yeah Vine 2. Oh,
so many failed stalled projects.
Yeah,
Blue Sky fucked up.
Still people are like posting their Blue Sky ads, and I'm like,
give it up.
Yeah. Also, what are Blue Sky's posts called?
Clouds.
Bleats.
Unclear.
Yeah.
Mastodon. Extinct. Yeah. We'll see. One day, we will understand. We've got some songs also that came out this week. First, a bittersweet one. I just want to give a shout out to S Club, who released These Are the Days, a tribute to Paul, who sadly passed away. Also a very bittersweet kind of song. It's peppy, but obviously underlying sadness, but very emotional video with clips of the band, and they are still going on tour as far as I know. So just wanted to give a shout out to S Club with the tribute single. And then we also have new music from Sam Smith and Calvin Harris. I know you were waiting for this one.
Song of the Sun. It's a little too short.
It's a little too short.
But it's fine.
Desire
Bop
follows the Ellie Goulding release Miracle.
Yep.
Very similar.
They're sisters.
They are sisters in trance. And if this whole album is like this, you know, if this is leading to an album, it'll be incredible.
Yeah.
But yeah, this Sam Smith one is fantastic. This follows the Man I Am from Barbie. Like, Sam's two songs now in a row have been like fantastic that we've heard.
I'm kind of becoming a stan.
Sam Stan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The vocal on this is just so...
Sam, to me, like, always reminds me of truly, like, when we first got into them was, like, Disclosure. So,
yeah.
For me, Sam's always been a dance voice. So I'm enjoying this moment for Sam. I am enjoying this moment for trance.
Have you dipped into the new Disclosure album yet?
No, I remember that had just come out.
Surprise drop.
Yeah, how was it?
I am still exploring it too, because it literally came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
They were like, I think they teased it for like...
dumped it like 3 days after teasing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to listen. I forgot that even happened. Also, it came out, your boys.
I'm shaking. Oh my God. To the three people who care.
Joe Bros and Busted.
Yep.
Year 3000 2.0.
New vocals. This is fun. Do you know the story behind...
Are we talking about the Kelly Clarkson lyric?
Well,
because we yeah. duty to address.
Well, so that was the original. Michael Jackson was the original
right.
one. So Busted sang the song first.
Yes.
The Jonas Brothers, and it was Disney-fied and like PG-ified. Mm-hmm. So then it was changed, and now they're all getting together mm-hmm. and singing the original lyrics mm-hmm. of the Busted version. All new vocals. It's like new production. Sounds really good, and it's just fun. And
they have quite the tour ahead of them, too. They yeah. announced 50 more dates.
Oh.
Yeah.
I might go up to Yankee Stadium.
Again with the fucking stadiums. I know.
I know.
I know. But
do you remember when we saw DNCE in that little dive bar, and I was like right next to Joe?
Literally. Why can't they do that again?
Ugh. Because they're famous.
Oh, yeah. Well.
They're legends.
This is quite a legendary tour for them, actually.
Like, yeah.
Good for them.
I think it's the last one.
It might be, but like, this is huge.
Yeah.
Go out on a bang. Or at least like take a long time off.
Mm-hmm. And then reunite again.
And then reunite again. Very Spice, honestly.
Oh my God, they could do the Olympics when they come to...
They could do the Olympics when they come where?
LA, right?
Oh, are they doing LA?
I think so.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, LA is 2028.
Okay. Well,
hope we make it.
Hope we make it. Yeah.
Choices.
Year 3000, but we won't even make it there.
Also, that Kelly Clarkson lyric.
That Kelly Clarkson
was
lyric.
Not true.
They, in the song, say they're on like their seventh album or mm-hmm. something, and they outsold Kelly. Well.
Sorry, Joe. You know, I love ya.
Joke's on you. Chemistry outsold. Oh, well.
Kings of Pop.
Yeah. Another fun surprise that was fairly recently announced and released at the same time. Carly Rae Jepsen, The Loveliest Time is out now, the companion to The Loneliest Time. And it's getting rave reviews, deservedly so. Miss Carly Rae.
Bop. Bop, 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 bop.
So I have to shout out Kamikaze and the song that everyone's talking about, Psychedelic Switch, mm-hmm. which is like Daft Punk One More Time vibes and Kim Petras Sweet Spot vibes. Very, very, very good. She's really in her experimental bag on this album. She's just doing whatever because she records 500 songs per album cycle. So she's like picking and choosing random bops. I almost think it's better because the pressure is off of the album. And then it's like, and I have another album that's just more songs.
Yeah. So she's just like grouping them into mm-hmm. themes.
Yeah. So it is a lovely gal. I think there's a lot of great standouts on this, actually. Come Over as well. So Right. I'm really into it. I'm still diving in. Just came out. But somebody also put together the album art from each album plus their B-side cover. And it's she has a complete cohesive discography visually, which looks, it's so satisfying. Like the companion images are always complimentary.
Come on, branding.
Come on, branding. Miss Carly Rae Jepsen, Canadian legend. Otherwise, it was a somewhat quiet New Music Friday.
There's also a remix of Where You Are by Zedd.
Right.
That I will be listening to.
Yes, you will.
No one cares, but...
I'll also shout out the remix of Les Serafim's Eve Psyche and the Bluebeard's Wife with Rina Sawayama. It's really good. That is the most insane song title of all time, by the way. It's a girl group from South Korea. The song was already great. Then we got the English version, and now we got this Rina version, which already completely tears it up. It's so cool. And as far as remixes, also, shout out to Sophia Reyes and Dana Paola. My new obsession is Dana Paola. She's like Belinda 2.0, Mexican Queen of Pop. They have a song, TQUM, featuring Kim Petras, jumped on the track. Very me inviting myself to Latin night. It's like, hey, actually, I will be doing that. Basically, I'm going to Donna's concert in September. I'm very excited. I think it's at the Sony Music Theater. On like 48th or whatever that is. Or 40th.
The Sony Hall.
Sony Hall, I think.
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored. Oh, and of course, the Jesse Ware, Rayshon Murphy collab on Freak Me Now. That came out as well. That's a fun little gay moment. She's, you know, the two have been very playfully friendly musically for years now, and the gays have been clamoring for a collab. This is a fun little foray.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And shout out to Romy, new song, The Sea.
Oh.
Another Fred Again and Stuart Price collab. This album is absolutely going to be a standout of the year. This is now the fourth track out from it.
Agree.
It's just, if you're looking for sad, emotional dance music.
Trance.
Mm-hmm. It just, it really knocks.
I am bummed that this did not pop up on my release radar.
Release radar sometimes betrays me.
Yeah, mine is betraying. Actually, it's not, but.
I thought you knew me better than this.
Ooh, a new Martin Solveig and DOD remix. DOD is like a new fave of mine.
You've got DOD. I've got Dana Paola.
Mm-hmm.
We love. And yeah, we can cap this off by saying happy 40th anniversary to Madonna's debut album. Show me a debut that already sounds like a greatest hits album, to be honest. Like the fact that it's Lucky Star, Borderline, Holiday, like come on, like for a debut, that's crazy. 40 years, and she did post.
She did.
Did a little dancey dance in the bathroom, so we know that she's back on track. Long recovery road ahead, I'm guessing, but said that she appreciated all the love for the debut, the 40 years. Crazy. 1983.
Wow.
Not many girls have that.
No.
Mm-mm. I'd love to see it. Love to see all the nice messages and all the articles that came out celebrating 40 years. The listicles, which don't get me started on that. The best songs. It's always going to be a fail.
Candy Shop number one.
Candy Shop number one. That's it. Those are always going to be a fail for me. And it has nothing to do with the people who do them. It's just like, how do you compare Like a Prayer to, you know, Ray of Light? Like what? It's not, I can't compute that. There's too many eras. There's too many sounds. So it automatically feels wrong no matter what order it's in.
Yeah.
Because that, the one that was on AV Club, I think it was, had Don't Tell Me above Like a Prayer. And I was like, this feels inappropriate.
Yeah, that feels wrong.
Right. Maybe a breakdown of decades would be easier, but. You know, it changed
the game. Not a bad problem to have as a legend.
It really isn't. Changed the game forever. From Everybody to Burning Up, Holiday, Lucky Star, and Borderline all on one album. Is
literally burning up.
Literally burning up right now. So you've got Beyonce.
Yeah, so this I'm recording this pre-Beyonce.
I've got Jaws on Broadway. I don't think I mentioned this. I don't think I mentioned this. I am going, a famous theater lover that I am going to Broadway this weekend. Let me find out because I still.
What the hell does Jaws sing?
I hope Jaws is actually singing, to be honest, because I haven't looked up at all.
Eat Your Man with Dom Dalla and Nelly Furtado.
I would live. I hope there's like a giant. So the show is called The Shark is Broken.
You're like me.
Me. It is. Written by Ian Shaw, whose father, Robert Shaw, is in Jaws. It's about the making of Jaws. I am a number one Jaws fan.
Jen Shaw.
Jen Shaw is probably in this.
Oh my God, Shaws. Meredith. Oh, I miss her.
I'm breaking my Broadway dry spell to see this because I love everything Jaws and shark movies. I'm very excited. It got rave reviews. It was in London first. Came to Broadway, opening now, this weekend, or previews, I don't know how it works, but starting now, and hopefully I like it.
Oh my God, will they do the theme song with the full band?
I'm sure.
That will be a slay.
That will be.
You're going to have fun. I had fun at Once Upon a One More Time.
Oh, I definitely think I'll enjoy this, for sure.
I wish I could be a singer, like Broadway. Well, I need to take the Xtina masterclass.
Now you can. AI, hello.
Yeah.
I saw you manipulating those vocals.
That, yeah.
It's exciting and scary at the same
time.
It's
horrifying.
Yeah.
I had to delete those stories because I was like, I don't want to freak anyone out.
It's so scary.
Yeah. Also, too, I didn't want anyone to think that I, like, would not work with, like, a real singer just because I was, like, playing with, you know?
You should really just do it for your own vocals and, like, release vocals on top of your tracks, though.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking it could be helpful for a demo.
For sure.
Because, I have news. I got to tell you, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but anyway.
Well, we are burning up just like Madonna.
Yeah.
So we are going to put on the AC and try and cool down.
Yeah.
We hope it's less hot wherever you are, but it doesn't sound like it.
Literally everyone on Discord is like, it's 101, it's 115 here. Shout out to all of our Patreon Legends Only fans.
Yes, shout out to the Patreon, where you can find tons of bonus content.
Yeah, and if you're listening to this on Monday when it drops, we are doing an Icon live chat tonight, Monday, at 8 p.m.
It'll be a good time.
Yeah.
We'll have a lot to recap and talk about, and we'll see how everything shakes out this weekend.
Mm-hmm. And there will also be a Beyonce review on Patreon at some point as well.
Bonus content coming soon.
My honest thoughts.
T. Kyle reviews.
On Miss Carter.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Stay cool for the summer and beyond.
Don't be all, like, uncool.
No. And until next time.
We will.
See you.
Soon.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.